I'm Jill Dittmeyer, and you're listening to Curious Mix. Each week, we bring you Making It, audio postcards from DIY artists who are making it on their own. Today, we bring you Tracy James. He makes handcrafted leather goods and teaches classes throughout Indianapolis. WFYI's Melissa Davis met James at his Indianapolis home, where he gave her a lesson, a tour of a studio, and talked about his art.
Hi, Tracy?
Yes.
Hey, I'm Melissa.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you. I'm recording if that's okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for doing this.
I craft in my home, and I guess my home studio, so. It's in the Butler Tarkington area, so it's always beautiful, always, you know, really friendly, and we get the occasional college party, so fun and adulthood mixed in one. Watch your head. So my studio is actually, I guess you can say, the attic. Four stations. So I do live streams on Instagram or Facebook, mostly Facebook, of the builds that I do, so mostly bags. And then people actually get to see, like, what goes into handcrafting a bag or a wallet or what have you. So it's very interactive. I get a lot of people asking, what are you doing? What is that? What are the tools you're using? Or, like, how are you stitching that? So, like, this wallet, I've actually gotten down to getting it done in about a half an hour. So I actually started off with a bow tie company, and the market got really saturated with people making bow ties. So I decided, okay, like, what is something else that I can do that not very many people do, or that, you know, people may actually be afraid of doing? So I decided that making leather goods was something that not only I bought all the time, but it was something that a lot of people didn't do. And so I actually started off making my own backpacks and stuff. I decided that I was going to start with backpacks and duffel bags. So I don't know. I don't know what made me start there or why, but that's how I started. If I have a knife, hide of leather and some thread, I can make it happen.
And how does Indianapolis factor into your art?
Indianapolis is where I was born and raised. So everything from the different people who I surround myself with to my favorite leather shop downtown Indy called Landwerlin. I mean, it's an old time leather shop. And when you walk in, you feel, you know, that amazing, like, Indiana Midwestern love.
It seems like this kind of crafting is kind of maybe meditative and relaxing. Does it work like that for you?
Absolutely. There's always a rhythm going on, and just being able to make something out of nothing. I can literally sit up here all day, all night, and make and not even realize that, oh, like, I've been up here for 16 hours. I should probably eat something, or, you know, it's you get in a flow, and it's beautiful. It's relaxing. So, yeah. So now I'm just trying to get all the edges, mainly this round part here.
What makes you keep going with your art?
Wow. My customers. The love I receive every time I deliver a product, especially here in Indiana. If people are local, I actually like to go and hand deliver the items because I feel like they not only get to see who I am, but I get to see who they are. And when they see that, oh, wow, like, he's hand delivering this wallet or what have you, there's just that much more love and appreciation that happens.
James not only showed Melissa how to make the wallet, he gave it to her when it was done. You can see a picture of it on our website at wfyi.org/curiousmix.